On 26 March 2018, a left-wing anarchist group in Germany carried out an arson attack in Berlin, causing no casualties. As much as terrorism is often easy to analyze when you know the perpetrator and the target, sometimes it beggars understanding. One of my favorite US satirists is Dave Barry. He wrote a syndicated humor column for the Miami Herald from 1983 to 2005. I used to get access to it some way or another, and every time I read his material, I would laugh out loud. A frequent trope Mr. Barry would use is, "This would make a great name for a rock band," when referring to an odd turn of phrase, usually of his own making. Here are some examples. The cotton-eating moths of Australia. The turkey spiders. The flaming salmonella units. Excessive deer dutes, whatever that means. Rival bat dung gatherers. The fecal pellets. And the wood tick snorkels. There are a lot more, and you can check out his best at this link. The same applies to terrorist groups. How can you beat the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF? Look it up if you have to. Or the group that was behind an arson attack in Berlin on this day in 2018. And who, you may ask, is that group? Why, none other than the Volcanic Group Rupture Network Domination, or better in German, Vulkangruppe Netzherrschaftsreisen. Come again? Yes, the Volcanic Group Rupture Network Domination claimed an arson attack on some communications cables in Berlin, which led to power outages but no casualties. The attack was allegedly carried out in response to Turkish military operations in Afrin, Syria. Wait, come again? The VGRND, if I may call them that, is apparently a left-wing anarchist group that I feel fairly certain stating no one has ever heard of. I know I never have. Besides, what an attack on network cables in Germany has to do with Turkish moves against Kurdish forces in Syria is really beyond me. Was the cable Turkish-owned? Did it carry Turkish-language soap operas? Was the attack a show of solidarity with the Kurds? If so, why? How? Curious minds want to know. Look, I am not condoning what Turkey is doing to the Kurds, whether it's the Kurds in their own population or ones across the border. I just don't get the link. If you do, please email me and enlighten me. Inquiring minds want to know. If Dave Barry had heard of the Vulkangruppe Netzherrschaftsreisen, I'm pretty sure he would agree and make a great name for a band. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.